From the KTOO Newsroom in Juneau, I'm Yvonne Crumry. The pandemic offered a unique chance for scientists to sample stress levels in humpback whales around Juneau when there was very minimal tourism activity. Now scientists are looking to compare that with this year, when tourism was almost back to pre-pandemic levels. This summer, researchers collected samples of the stress hormone cortisol from whales in Juneau waters. Susie Tierlink studies whales and monitors whale watching practices around Juneau through a federal program. She says they take the samples using a dart, which probably feels like a bee sting to the whales.
In blubber, it takes weeks and months to accumulate. And so we're getting more of a cumulative average of what their physiological stress environment has been in the weeks and months prior.
Tierlink says that they took those samples from blubber, which stores the hormone longer than blood does.
Generally speaking, after we take a biopsy sample, we do monitor whales for some period of time, and by and large, they go back to what they were doing before.
Yeah.
So we think that it's a pretty small impact.
That also makes sure that the sample doesn't reflect the whale getting temporarily stressed by the dart that takes the sample. A 2019 study used instruments posted on land that observed the whales without influencing their behavior. The instruments record respiratory rates, dive patterns, and speeds of the whales. This tracked the more immediate behavioral differences, minute by minute.
And what they found is that, especially as the number of boats increased, they did see faster swimming speeds, faster rates of respiration, longer downtimes, changes in direction.
That study was led by Heidi Pearson with the University of Alaska Southeast. Pearson is also the lead investigator for this year's stress study.
And so then we realized we had this really golden opportunity to look at humpback whales at a time of reduced vessel traffic.
She said they biopsied 24 whales in total, and that they're using photographic data to track which whales are coming and going.
And so we're also trying to determine if there's a change in residency or how long whales are here each year, and also how many whales are here each year, because we predict that there might be changes in how many whales are here or how long they stay depending on the vessel traffic.
Tierlink, Pearson, and their research group are expecting results from this latest round of data this spring. That will be just in time to help better inform whale watching practices in Juneau for next season. In Juneau, I'm Yvonne Crumry.